Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM, and in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. Gableman, I don't like uttering the name, Gableman, Lurch, Bigfoot, Frankenstein, whatever you want to call him, lurching around the state, trying to scare folks, trying to scare Agnes and Mabel and Beatrice and very nice elderly ladies. We're very honest. Man the polls every year. He's going to go into some gorillas and scare them. It's bad news. But there are two developments that are important you should know about. And you should especially know about it because you're paying his salary. Yeah, you, the guy I'm talking to right now, everybody listening is paying his salary, 11 grand a month, 11 grand a month, and he gets to say how long he works. He just tells Voss, yeah, I think I got to work a little more. Well, I guess you do for 11 grand a month. And yeah, I'm going to probably be after working till what, November? Yeah, maybe even beyond November. And how about your staff, Gableman? Do you need your, oh yeah, they get $20,500 a month. I did not misspeak. They get $20,500 a month. And for a while, he wouldn't even say who they were. And he still hasn't said what they're doing. And when they had to produce documents, they had no documents. What, they do it all verbally? They're sitting around thinking? He's getting 11 grand a month, regardless of how much work he does, and they're getting 20 grand 500, total of about 31.5 every month for doing nothing except scaring Mabel, Agnes and Beatrice types. Now, there are a couple of lawsuits, as you know, involving Gableman, contesting his ability to enforce his various subpoenas. The law that permits the legislature to do it is very specific. It means that the witnesses should show up in court. In this case, it's the court of the legislature. It's not Dane County Court or Milwaukee. It would be the legislative panel. They'd sit there. You've seen it on the federal level. They bring a witness, subpoena him, and he sits in front of a microphone, and they're up there talking to him. That's fine. Gableman wants them to give a secret deposition in an office of his in Brookfield with no one there. No one can observe. No one can find out what he's up to. That's being contested. You may recall that he asked the judge in Waukesha to put two mayors in jail, the mayor of Madison and the mayor of Green Bay. Put them in jail, he said, because they disrespected me. They didn't give me everything they wanted. Well, they came back and they said, well, first of all, we do contest your ability to even do this. But having said that, we did give you many documents, thousands of them, and you are in possession right now of a lot of things in your motion you said you didn't get. That's false. You did get them. He said, what? They said, yeah, you know, if you're going to throw two guys in jail for not giving you stuff, you should at least open the box of stuff they gave you to see maybe they did give it to you. And they did give it to him. That's frivolous. You know, when I was practicing law, if a guy did something like that, he would be sanctioned. And they have asked for sanctions against Gableman. Now, a development just over the weekend, Gableman comes out and he goes, I don't want them in jail. They're good boys and girls. I do not want them in jail. Oh, really? You don't want them in jail? Why am I even having to talk about this? Why are you getting 11 grand a month? Why is your sorry staff, and we don't know who it is and aren't doing anything, getting 20 grand a month? What, a month? Why is that? Why are we paying for that? Why are we paying for that? Other than that Robin Voss is afraid of Trump, and he's hoping that Trump will look at the charade and think, well, that's good enough. Trump does not look on charades and think it's good enough. He'll continue to attack. They can grovel all they want. The judge had a very good question. He said, oh, really? You don't want him in jail? So you've changed your mind on that. And you're suing under a general set of laws instead of one that speaks to what happens with subpoenas by the state legislature. There's an old rule of law, and this, it goes like this, very roughly. that the specific controls the general. So if there's a statute right on point that lets you do something, that's your entitlement. If you go in, no, I'm going to bypass that. I'm not going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about a whole bunch of hazy things about the general powers of the legislature. A good judge, and this is a good judge in Waukesha, goes, oh, wait a minute. There's a statute on that. And by the way, what do you have to say with the fact that it should be in public in front of the legislature, et cetera? You shouldn't have some sort of verbal or oral extension, that kind of thing. In other words, the idea of contempt of the legislature where you can go to jail, for instance, Bannon federally is being asked to be held in contempt of the Congress for simply blowing them off and not appearing for a subpoena. That applies to showing up in front of the legislature. It does not apply to showing up in front of Bigfoot or Lurch or Frankenstein or his gorillas in a secret office. That's the issue. That's the issue. And there's a specific statute that says how you should do it. And Bigfoot is going rogue and saying, well, there's this general penumbra, there's this general cloud of entitlements out there for the legislature. So the big news right now is he has backed off with wanting to throw the mayors of Madison and Green Bay in jail. I'll tell you what, I think that shows like this one, your calls and people in general outraged at what's happening, about having to pay for this when the Republican Party fundraises saying stop the steal. Then when they try to do this, they do it on your tax dollar and they keep the money. That's starting to get to them. That's starting to get to them. Why aren't they throwing the mayor of Milwaukee in jail? For a very good reason, because it's Tom Barrett and he just became an ambassador and there'll be a new mayor. And they're hoping that they can racially stigmatize the new mayor or in some respect go after him. And so they're holding off. You know, this is not the Republican Party I grew up with as a kid in Wisconsin. It really is not. It really is not. Now, I was never Republican, but you had an expectation that they were basically decent folks. And the truth is that the Republican voters are very decent folks, just like Democratic voters. They're veterans in both parties, hard workers in both parties, excellent people in both parties. They just happen to vote differently, differently. But you have Gabelman now. This is the face of the new Republican Party. And there's another lawsuit. There's a group called Voces de la Frontera, Voices of the Frontier. It's an immigrant rights group. Gabelman has subpoenaed their documents, and they're not even a public entity. He also wants everything they have on fair maps. They've described it as a mountain of documents by Wednesday. Today's Monday. He wants it by Wednesday. There's a motion to quash that subpoena on February 2nd. I'll tell you what, going after, these are some of the interveners trying to get fair maps, and he's trying to pick them off and intimidate them. These are not public entities. These are private entities, and they have their own expert on maps. And he wants their stuff. What is this all about? He has no right. He's not the legislature. He has no right to subpoena whoever he wants at your expense at $11,000 a month and $20,000 a month for staff to intimidate them to get their theories on the intervention. This is going on right now as we speak. I think the judges will step in. They will correct this. But we are going to have constant lawsuits as long as the fascist cult, formerly known as the Republican Party, continues to stay in gerrymandered power. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.